In our previous year, we began discussing the experience of a child in its mother's womb. And the Gemara continues, V'kivin shebo la'avir ha'olam, once this child is born, bo malach v'satra al piv, the malach comes and gives him a patch, m'shachay kol ha'tayra kula, he forgets the entire Torah. Shnema l'pesa chatas roivitz. Eina yoytzi misham, he forgets the Torah. So of course, all the Mefarshim asked the question, if he's going to forget the entire Torah, what's the purpose of teaching him Torah that he's going to forget? So the Sefer Meinida gives an interesting teretz. He says, the halacha is that if somebody made a shvua because he was coerced to make that shvua, then that shvua is not a valid shvua. So here too, that if he won't swear, he won't leave his mother's womb. So he's forced to make the shvua. So therefore, says the Meinida, we make him forget the entire Torah. And since he forgets the entire Torah, so then the shvua, he doesn't realize the repercussions of that shvua. Another explanation that he gives is we know that the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, Kol Shiras Chetoi Kedemes L'Chachmosoi, Chachmosoi Miskayemes. V'kol Shechachmosoi Kedemes L'Yiras Chetoi, Ein Chachmosoi Miskayemes. So he says, if he would be in the category of learning Torah before he made the Shvua, so that means the Shvua represents the Yerushmayim. So he would be a kind of a person that Chachmosoi Kedemes L'Yirosoi, which is not what we want of this newborn Jewish child. So we forget the whole Torah, and we give him the Yerushmayim of the Shvua before the Torah that he learned. Another explanation he gives is, as we quoted earlier, the Gemara says, "Barasilei Yotzer, Barasilei Torah Tavlin." But what kind of Torah could be a Tavlin versus the Yetzer Hara? Says the Meinida, a Torah that one learned by himself. If one had spent time studying Torah, and then he used that Torah that he studied, that Torah that he worked on has the ability to break the Yetzer. But a Torah that he didn't spend time learning himself does not have that ability. Another pshat that I saw is that, as it says in Pirkei Avos as well, Torah, k'nei l'chachavar, Torah has to be learned with a chavrusa, Torah has to be learned in a group. In fact, that's pshat, what it says, atachsik toivu la'atzmucha. A person shouldn't just learn Torah by himself. He should learn Torah with others. And therefore, the Torah that a child learned in his mother's womb, as great as that Torah is, it's not a Torah that he learned with a chavrusa. It's not Torah that he learned with a chabur. It's Torah that he learned with a malach. That Torah doesn't have the ability to protect a person throughout his life. And says the Rama, in Yoredeya, Simen Reis Samachay Sif Beis, that there's a minig that on Friday night, the first Friday night after a child is born, that we make a Shalom Zachar. Says, why do we make a Shalom Zachar? Because this child is an avelis for all the Torah that he learned and forgot. So this is a suda that we make to console him for the Torah that he learned. And that's why it's called Zohar, to remind him that even though you forgot all the Torah you learned when you were in your mother's womb, Now you have the ability to make it up. And what's the best way of making it up? So making it up is by Shmiras Mitzvahs, by Shmiras Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of learning. And since it's a day of learning, we can make up, and maybe not just make up, but we can make up maybe in a better way the Torah that he didn't learn when, that he lost when he came out of his mother's womb. And I saw that the Sefer Imre Shmuel explains that, as we say, what type of Torah is a Torah that the Eibishter, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for? As we say every day in the Volot Tzion, Hu yiftach libeinu b'sayrasoi, v'yosim b'libeinu lasas ritzoinoi. We should l'maloi niga l'rit v'loi ne'le b'holo. So he says that the Torah that one is supposed to learn is a Torah that's a Torah on l'shma, meaning for the purpose of fulfilling what we learn in the Torah. The Torah that a child learns in its mother's womb is not that type of Torah, because of course while he's in his mother's womb, he's unable to fulfill the mitzvahs. So the Malach says, the Torah that you learn, that's not l'man, l'asos, that's not there in order for you to fulfill what it says in the Torah, is not the Torah that I'm looking for. I saw, however, that Rav Menashe Klein Zatzal, in his Shaila Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Yud Aleph Siman Tov Aleph, says that every time we make a siyum, we say Hadron Aloch. What's the tefillah of Hadron Aloch? He says that that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this Torah, this Masechta that we just learned, is not a Masechta that we're learning for the first time. Rather, Hadron Aloch. It's a Torah that we learned already when we were in our mother's wombs. And now, Hadron Aloch, we're coming back to learn that Torah. And in fact, I saw from the Sefer Sifsei Chaim that is indeed the tefillah that we say every day, three times a day in the Shemoneh Esrei. We say, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha. What's Pshat Hashiveinu Avinu? Hashiveinu means to come back. Who says we ever learned that Torah? So he says, that's our tefillah. And it goes very much in line with what we've been discussing in this entire shiur. What we say is, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Sarasecha, we should go back to that Torah, the Torah that we learned when we were in our mother's wombs, which was not encumbered with the Divrei Choyl of this world, with the Gashmias of this world. We should learn Torah with pure Ruchnius, that the same way we learned the Torah when we were in our mother's wombs. That type of Torah is the Torah that we're looking for. And in fact, I saw from Rabbi Yoel Desya in the Michtav Eliyahu, he says that that's why, as we discussed earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where we learn Torah before we come to this world. Because he explains, Torah that's learned in this world of Gashmias, Torah cannot really exist in this world of Gashmias. The only reason we're able to learn Torah in this world of Gashmias is because we once learned Torah in its purest sense. What was that? When we were in our mother's wombs. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to learn Torah again in a pure sense when we come out. Because we once learned Torah in a pure way, we can continue learning Torah even in this world full of Gashmias. I saw a very interesting machlokes. It's actually a machlokes of the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Here we're learning the Gemara that a child in its mother's womb learns Kol HaTorah Kula. What do they learn? So the Gra says that and this is very much in line with the Vart that we just said from Rabbi Yo Desla, that we learn, that we teach a child in its mother's womb the Torah that that child will learn while it's in this world. That's what he says is pshat in the pasuk. Nefesh amol amol aloi, ki ikav alei pihu. Amol aloi, what I will spend learning in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares that Torah for me in the world before I came to the world. But the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees. He says that they teach, as the Gemara says here, Kol HaTorah Kula, we teach the child the entire Torah. So the Mefarshim want to explain that this machloikis of the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Gra is actually a much more fundamental machloikis. The machloikis of the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Gra is a machloikis. What is a Jew obligated to learn? The Shulchan Aruch Rav's opinion is that a person is mechuyev to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Just what? Sometimes a person can't learn Kol HaTorah Kula. He has different tirdis that prevent him to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. But so he's an oinus. And as we have a klal b'Kol HaTorah Kula, oinus rachmona patre. However, the Gra is the opinion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't ask us to do something that we're not able to do. So every person is only obligated to learn as much Torah as he is able to learn. And therefore, he only learns the Torah b'mei imoy that he will learn as he lives in this world.